Thank you so much to our sponsor, Healing Insight Acupuncture and Holistic Medicine on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. Owner Senya May and her team of practitioners can help patients with everything from digestion to weight loss, autoimmune conditions to fertility, and so much more. But today we're talking about sleep. It is crucial to our health, and a lot of us aren't getting enough good quality rest. And Senya says things like stress or anxiety, a nutritional deficiency, or a hormonal imbalance can be impacting our sleep. Healing Insight can help with those issues and treat you with acupuncture, utilizing calming points on the wrist, on the heart meridian that help you finally relax and sleep, and recommending herbs to calm stress and supplements to balance hormones. I see Senya regularly. She places needles in strategic points and then just lets me rest. I call it an acupuncture nap, and it's like a full night of restorative sleep in about 30 minutes. Visit healinginsightonline.com to see Senya's gorgeous new website and learn all about all of the treatments she offers. That's healinginsightonline.com.
I'm Marjorie Punnett, and this is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And you know what makes my home just where I want to be?
I don't know. Because you're not here, so you'll have to tell me.
That's
what's going on over there in Tempe, Arizona, these days?
Well, you're in Manhattan, Kansas. That is my husband, Ian Punnett. He is our guest host today as Elizabeth takes time to be with Heathcliff, Bernadette, and Franklin, her new babies, all her babies. Today, we're going to do what I do with Elizabeth, which is a watch, read, listen. I love this nest. Every month, Ian, we do a watch, read, listen. And it's exactly what the title says. Mm-hmm. So let's get started. Do you want to go first with what you're watching?
Well, I'll make a recommendation because some people know that I've written about true crime and I put out a book of true crime myself. Mm-hmm. I saw a Nicolas Cage, John Cusack movie, not Con Air.
Okay.
But it was called The Frozen Ground, and it was based on a serial killer in Alaska, a very famous guy that many people in the lower 48 don't know about. And that character's played by John Cusack, and Nicolas Cage and he don't do the actor's duel thing like that. And it's not a great movie. It's a good 6.5, 7 out of 10 movie, maybe. But what was interesting about it was the core of the film, they got exactly right. It's all of the real, sad as they are, really it is the true story of the guy who had done this. And the rest of the movie, the embellishments that they added along to it to make it a little bit more dramatic, they're kind of obnoxious, but they're not overbearing. They don't end in a big car crash kind of thing. You know, it's not like that. But I really enjoyed it. And I was surprised because it popped up on Amazon Prime, or it could have been Netflix, but it was really good. The Frozen Ground, it came out about 2013. So if somebody's looking for a better than average true crime thriller based on a true story, I would recommend that.
So right now I'm watching on YouTube an interview with John Hodgman from The Daily Show with John Malkovich. He did a 30-minute interview with John Malkovich. This was probably last year. So it was celebrating the, 20-year anniversary of the movie Being John Malkovich.
Right.
And it's so interesting. I'm a fan of John Malkovich's anyway.
Right.
I find his work really interesting.
Me too.
I find him just personally interesting. I think he lives his life with great intention, from the way that he dresses to the projects that he picks to where he chooses to live, all of those things. I admire that. But I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So they were talking about Being John Malkovich, which is a great movie. I don't think I've seen it since 1999.
I've watched it one time since then, and it's just as weird as I remember it, and I loved it just as much.
Yeah. So John Malkovich was talking about when he first read the screenplay by Charlie Kaufman, and he said he called his producing partner. He's like, "This is great. This is probably the most original script I've read,
yeah,
maybe forever."
I mean, other than Con Air. Is there,
there you go. So, yeah.
Which he's also in. So as long as we're doing, it's like we're riffing off people who are in Con Air.
Yeah, look, always a connection between the two
After
of us.
After this,
always.
We'll talk about Colm Meaney, who's also in there too. But go ahead.
Yeah. So he was talking about how unique and how original he thought this screenplay was with his producing partner. And they thought, well, let's talk to the author. Let's talk to the screenplay writer. Let's see if he'll let us produce this. John Malkovich wanted to direct it. So they go to the writer, Charlie Kaufman, and they say, look, we really love this. This is amazing. But we'll only do it if you'll change the character, the title character. So it can't be John Malkovich. I don't want to direct a movie where you're using me as the person. You pick any other celebrity. And Charlie Kaufman said, nope.
Yeah.
It's you.
Good call.
It's you, or it's just never going to get made.
Right.
And so it rested for a while, and then obviously it ended up getting made. But that's just the beginning story. There are so many interesting stories throughout this interview, including why this movie really did predict what was to come with the internet and the loss of privacy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The foreshadowing of that, sure, when you look sort of forward, backward, is really interesting. So we'll put the I'll put the links to all of this in our show notes, but it's just a 30-minute interview on YouTube. What are you reading right now, Ian?
Well, funny you should mention it. I am actually reading my book because...
Very smooth.
Well, it's true.
Give us the title of the book.
Exactly what's next to my nightstand right now is How Millennials Can Lead Us Out of the Mess We're In. I wrote, I don't know, like 60% of it or something like that.
Right.
But I coordinated the writing of my co-authors, who were Dr. Iqbal Yunus and then Rabbi Mordechai Schreiber. And we all talk about Moses from different perspectives. And I remember when we were talking about this in the last podcast we did together, and you asked me about birthing a book, and I would say the difference between birthing this book and birthing a baby, although I've never birthed a baby, would be this book has many more sharp angles and isn't as slimy.
There you go.
So
I'm glad it's not slimy. As you go back and read it now, because you got an advanced copy.
Right.
How weird does that feel?
It's always fun to open a box of books and see your name as author.
That's cool.
These came from the publisher. There's a disconnect. It always happens because you have to turn in the manuscript so long before the book actually gets printed. So in some ways, I think we were very prophetic. And this idea about millennial leadership and how it's time for baby boomers to get their hands off the damn wheel and to stop all of this demanding we're 70-year-olds, we should be able to drive until we die. This is the same problem that every family has. You know, grandma, grandpa doesn't want to give up driving. Well, you're hitting the curb a lot. You know, you're scaring children and dogs. Please get out of the car, hand over the keys. And this is kind of where we are right now. And I just think the millennial style leadership is perfect for this time of bringing people together. We need to be more focused on it. That's the core of this book, but it's told, we use the framework of Moses to discuss it. And I've forgotten so much of what we did in the book. And I'm literally like reading and going, that is not bad. I gotta say, I'll read a section and go, that is pretty good. Okay, all right.
Well, as I said, I'll put in the show notes. You can go to themosesbook.com if you want to read a little bit more about it or see pictures, themosesbook.com. So we're all very excited about this. And as always, I'm just incredibly proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm reading right now, just finished, speaking of books in the family, I just finished Late Life Love by Susan Gubar.
Right.
Susan is my kind of step aunt, I guess.
Yeah,
I would be lying if I said I knew her well. I do not. I know her a little
bit. But we delight in her whenever we see her. She's wonderful.
But whenever I see her, I just adore her. She's just an amazing spirit.
Yeah, she is.
And just is one of those people that just looks in your eye and you know she's listening to you, and it's a beautiful thing. But the book is about her relationship with my uncle, who I know better than her, and about finding each other late in life. And She uses a lot of literary references of other late life love stories. And there's a lot about aging
which I'm finding really important to be understanding right now as I'm going through some significant aging with my mother.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your hands.
Oh. No. Oh, you're so mean. See, this is just mean. That was uncalled for. And I would say to you, in terms of late life love, go find another one.
Oh, is that a challenge? Is that a challenge?
No, but explain yourself on the hands thing. It's okay. You've brought it up now. Explain
yourself.
You
said this was fair and you were totally okay with it. So
I'm okay, but now explain it.
What?
You make fun of my hands.
I'm not making fun of your hands. I just thought you were going there with that. That's a problem you're having as you're aging is seeing the back of your hands. No,
it wasn't.
Oh,
so
that wasn't where you're. That wasn't it.
No,
okay, I'm so sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
And now I don't even know where I was going.
You're talking about
explain
your mom and my mom.
No, I'm going to go back and explain what you were making fun of.
I just thought that's where you're headed. I'm sorry. I guessed wrong.
Here's the explanation. So I have rice paper skin. My skin is very, very thin. My husband has, and I mean this with all the love in my heart, it's almost like you have whale blubber skin.
Oh, no kidding.
Because it just, it's filled, infused with collagen.
Yeah.
So
and
your hands look like the hands of a... No, they're not, though. That's the thing. They just have this wonderful layer that keeps them glowy and supple, and it's so annoying. Your hands look like the hands of a very vital 20-something.
No, not that, but it's
pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And my hands, on the other hand, are veiny and wrinkly. And we put our hands next to each other once, and we were laughing so hard because it might as well have been an 80-year-old grandmother next to the hand of her grandson.
Yeah, it's kind of a before and after kind of a thing. We don't know what tragedy befell that hand, but it's a before and after.
It's awful, though, but it's genetic, and there's nothing I can do about it. Although I have read that there are treatments now where they pump your hands up with, like, collagen and water and all sorts of things to make them look plump. But I'm not going to go down that road. All right, what are you listening to?
I am listening to, and this is, hand to God, what I'm spending a lot of time with, is I'm listening to my radio station. Which,
oh, good.
Yeah. I'm the chief operator for Wildcat 91.9, and anybody can listen at wildcat919.com. This is the longest continuously running college FM station in the country. We think
that's
the
cool
world, but there's no way to, like, actually verify that.
I'll just say it. Just say
well,
it.
Well, I mean, the U.S. was certainly leading the way on college radio stations when this went on the air, but we don't know whether somebody else somewhere had done that. But in any event, it is an alternative rock station. We play new music in the daytime and at nighttime. At nighttime, we switch it over to new hip-hop. And then we even pepper hip hop in throughout the day. And our focus is on artists who aren't getting love on other radio stations, new emerging talent, indie artists. And
that's great.
The air talent we have on the air, the kids that are doing the news, the kids that are hosting the shows are just doing a fabulous job. Plus we call K-State football and the booth we've got. The booth we've got is really good. These guys are really good. They have careers.
Okay. I'm laughing because, okay, so this is Watch, Read, Listen. These were all self-promoting. Watch, Read, Listen.
I wasn't in Frozen Ground. I wasn't in that. I didn't do that. Now, the fact that we've got two books in the family, we cannot help the fact that we are prolific.
That is right.
And Susan, your step aunt, is a fabulous writer, and she is long before we came along. So,
yeah, she is a fabulous writer. So right now I am listening to one of my favorite songs right now, and I think it's because that we will soon be reunited for good.
You're listening to Peaches and Herb?
No, I'm listening to This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies. Do you know that song?
By the original Zombies?
By the Zombies. I don't
from
know
the 1960s
the
Zombies?
No.
This is
it's
the
gotta
time
be a
of the season.
No. There's another zombie.
There are no
but
other
anyway,
zombies.
This Will Be Our Year is the finale. So there's a spoiler alert here. It's the song that they use in the finale of Schitt's Creek. And it made me cry. This will be our year. Go listen to it. It's fantastic.
I'm glad that that show didn't become popular when we were doing a morning show.
Oh,
you couldn't
God.
Spit out the word shih tzu without fearing the FCC was going to kick in your damn door. And now you'd be I love Schitt's Creek. Oh, what a great show, Schitt's Creek. Oh, I can't get enough Schitt's Creek.
You know what? But they don't say it on the radio.
Who doesn't?
They say Bleeps Creek.
Who does?
On the radio.
Who?
MyTalk 107.1.
They don't. Do they really?
They do. Oh, yeah. And on Elizabeth's show, she can only say Bleeps Creek.
Oh, well, that takes all the fun out of it.
But we can say it here. All right, everybody, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest, or go to bestofthenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.
Love
more
you.
Weeks. Love you, too.